The June 7th Rio Del City Council meeting was brought to an abrupt stop during its consideration of a commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance. The council has been holding a series of public hearings on various aspects of the land use ordinance. The Planning Commission had previously held a number of meetings on the ordinance before recommending it to the City Council. The ordinance as being debated would restrict commercial medical cannabis-related businesses to a limited number of specific zones with a conditional use permit. Each permit application would then be subject to a Planning Commission hearing, and neighbors of the property would be notified and have the opportunity to object. This meeting was to include a discussion on the medical cannabis ordinance in general and a possible vote on a tax measure that would then go to the voters. Two guest speakers had been asked by the city to attend and address the council about the medical aspects of cannabis. Dr. Diana Dickinson, a family practitioner, and Dr. Kent Crowley, a doctor of pharmacy, both spoke of the medical benefits of cannabis for some patients. They addressed some of the current research available and answered council questions. Members of the public spoke with some encouraging passage of the ordinance to provide jobs and income to the area, while others opposed it. One resident spoke eloquently about their own medical use of cannabis to counter the effects of pharmaceutical treatment for a serious medical condition. Then Rio Del resident Ruth Nally addressed the council about their very strong objection to the city even considering allowing medical cannabis in the city. Nally spoke passionately about her objections to the debate over the ordinance.
What are you going to do with this mess? How long are you going to sit here and listen to what you listened to tonight?
We're going to pursue our process that we're required to do by law, and we're going to do that.
You can throw it out. You can throw it out. That's what you can do. You're the most sensible thing any one of you ever did, and God will be pleased with you.
Mayor Frank Wilson tried to move to the next public speaker, but Nally would not leave the podium.
I don't want to be rude, but I've heard your statement, and I'm going to ask you that we call it good at this point.
Well, I don't know that I'm done. No. So how about that?
Ruth.
I sat right here and listened to these two for a whole lot longer than 5 minutes. And let me tell you, I don't think I'm done.
Well, then, what I'm going to have to do then is I'm going to have to declare a brief recess.
After a brief recess, in which Nally remained at the podium, the council came back into session and abruptly adjourned the meeting, despite the full chamber with other residents who did not get an opportunity to speak.
There comes some times when we come to get some sense of gossip.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you. I move for adjournment.
Do I have a second?
Second, very good.
All in favor, please vote.
I'll be back.
Other council business on the agenda, such as passing a budget, has been rescheduled for a special meeting on Monday, June 13th at 6:30 p.m. There are no commercial medical cannabis ordinance-related items on that agenda. The council will also hold a special session on Tuesday, June 14th at 6:30 p.m. for the consideration of the medical cannabis tax proposal. The city needs to approve the tax proposal by July 5th in order to place it on the November ballot for local residents to decide. Since tax proposals must be approved in regular sessions, the council will have to decide on the tax measure at their June 21st meeting or miss the deadline for the next election. The city council will continue to debate the commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance at this meeting as well. The proposed commercial medical cannabis ordinance and medical cannabis tax measure are available from the city or online at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the City Council will be June 21st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.